Chapter 12, Online Bidding Wars. Create an insider list of pre-qualified, super-motivated buyers who can and will buy your houses in 2 hours or less. Now that we have done our due diligence and know the exact dollar amount on repairs and what the property will sell for once fixed up, it is time to sell it fast. The next step is to advertise the house to your buyers list. Turn up the heat and create a buying frenzy. In this business, you will come to realize that Pareto's law works in real estate day trading just as it does in so many other businesses. The Pareto principle, also known as the 80-20 rule, states that for many events, 80% of the effects come from 20% of the causes. It is a common rule of thumb in business that 80% of your sales come from 20% of your clients. I found this to be true in real estate day trading. About 20% of my buyers account for about 80% of my sales. Once I noticed it, I decided to capitalize on it. I asked, why should I spend my time with the 80% when the 20% are giving me most of my sales? Then I wondered, how can I get more involved with the 20% who do most of the buying? That's when I found out about the Whisper campaign. The secret of the Whisper campaign. The Whisper campaign is a term and a process that I learned from a real estate salesperson who worked for a company that sold waterfront property. And they sell a lot of it. They create a buying frenzy by using the principle of urgency. People generally procrastinate. Many people wait until the last moment to do anything. Then they get motivated. Anything can cause this. An impending price increase, running out of product, or lots of other people bidding on the same property. In this case, the real estate salesperson created a scenario in which the properties seemed to be scarce. Limited supply was the motivating factor. The salesperson made it known to everyone that everyone else was buying these properties. The salesperson's line, supply is scarce, and once we run out of properties, you might be left out. Nobody wants to be left out. Remember, these people are interested in these properties and have been considering buying them, but they have been putting off the decision as many people do. Now the time has come for them to take action. It is a great sales tool. In real estate day trading, we need to do the same thing. Again, we have buyers who are interested in the properties. They have the means and inclination to make a purchase. Now we use two things to create a buying frenzy: scarcity of time and scarcity of access. Scarcity of time. First, you must create a scarcity of time. This is easy to do, and it is believable because it is true. You really are short on time. You've got to sell fast because you only have 30 days before the contract expires. When you advertise your first deal, be sure to mention that the deals go fast and you accept contracts on a first-come, first-served basis. Then stick to it. This is the beauty of having a database filled with motivated buyers. You can contact them all at one time and have them fight to be the first one to get the contract to you. It's sort of like an auction. In auctions, the heat of competition stimulates people's combative nature. Their need to win at all costs sometimes ends up costing people a lot more than if they bought in a slow, deliberate process. Typically, houses sold at auction pull more sales at higher prices than houses that are listed. Keep track of how long your property took to sell, example, 2 hours. Now, in this kind of selling environment, a lot of people who made bids lost out. Many other people were thinking of bidding but waited too long, and the house ended up being sold before some could even make an offer. This is good. Your buyers are learning, one, your houses are selling fast, and two, you were telling them the truth when you said the house would go fast. After the house sells, be sure to send an email telling your buyers that the house sold in 2 hours or however many hours it actually took. Even if it took 3 days, you want to say 72 hours because hours sound better than days. Then everyone will become aware of how fast they have to respond in order to get a contract accepted. This will set the stage for an even greater frenzy the next time you have a house for sale. Scarcity of access. Create a 2-hour head start shortlist. The next task in managing your Whisper campaign is to create a shortlist that gets only the best qualified buyers looking at your properties. The whole idea behind it is to get the word out about your newly available properties to a few select qualified people before everyone else to get the property sold fast. This is your short list. This creates an amazing buying frenzy because everyone then wants to be a part of the short list in order to get advanced notification of deals. This is an example of creating a sense of urgency by using scarcity of access. Create an upper echelon of special buyers who get to know about your deals first. Send an email to each buyer in your entire database, letting them know that you are creating a short list of buyers to contact first with the next property you have available. You will get a lot of people who want to be included. Make sure they are qualified before you click send. Another reason I came up with the short list is to make the selling process more efficient. Most investors who get into the business already have a full-time job. If you have a property to sell and you have 100 investors on your buyers list, you can send out 100 emails, but then you will be answering 20 to 30 emails and calling back 10 to 20 people when you only need one buyer. That's not a good use of your time. I came up with the idea of the 2-hour head start shortlist to prevent you from wasting your time with unqualified buyers. Think about it. The realtors make sure a prospect is qualified before they will drive a client around in a car. Why should we be any different from the realtors? The only difference with my shortlist is that we don't have to drive them around and buy them lunch. We are going to make sure they are qualified before we even click send. Hard money lenders pre-qualify your buyers for you. Make sure to pre-qualify your buyers. You want to make sure they have the money and credit to be able to buy property with all cash in a short time frame. It's easy to do this. Just align yourself with hard money lenders who understand investor lending. They will pre-qualify your buyers for you. Most hard money lenders will pre-qualify buyers by checking their credit scores and making sure they have enough extra funding on hand in case of emergencies like going over budget or running into unanticipated problems. Hard money lenders can fund both the property acquisition and their repairs. They offer a great benefit to buyers: no money down, quick closings, and financing based on an ARV or after repaired value. Banks never do this. The typical hard money loan is for a maximum of 1 year. Usually, hard money lenders protect themselves by releasing cash as work is completed. 1 year is plenty of time for the buyer investor to get the repairs completed and the property refinanced or sold. If your buyers are pre-qualified with a hard money lender, they can close fast on your deals. Make sure anyone you allow on your short list has pre-qualified with a hard money lender or can pay cash. In the future, send notices of any houses you have for sale to this list first and watch the offers come in. Then send an email to your entire database and let everyone know that the property is sold already. This is like an auction, only better. You will soon start getting emails from buyers wanting you to call them first on the next property. The most important thing I can say here is to never, never lie about a property. The value, the price, how long it took to sell, or anything else. It is extremely important that all properties presented and sent out in an email are actual deals. You want to create the image of having real deals that are good investments and that sell fast. Once you build a reputation for offering these kinds of deals, then you will have people fighting to buy your houses. Secure backup contracts. The best policy for you is to get backup contracts on each deal in case a buyer drops out at the last moment. If you create a buying frenzy, as I've explained, you will be able to accept a primary buying contract and put a couple more on hold as backups in case you need another buyer. That's how I've been able to day trade so many houses throughout my career. Using this system, selling in 2 hours is no problem. Using this system, we've been able to have a ready buyer waiting list to close on nearly every house we've bought, with backup buyers standing by.